Okay, well, thank you everybody for listening to another edition of The Daily Drip. This is the podcast from the CFD. We're doing one a day during the entire campaign, but we're actually on site. Yes. In Kennewick, Washington, talking to the United Way of Benton Franklin County. All the other ones are like us just talking. This is us actually on site. So why don't we have you introduce yourself, who you are and who you work for.
Great. I'm Loanne Ayers, and I'm the president of United Way here in Benton and Franklin Counties.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you for coming. And you've been working for the United Way for how long now?
I've been here 2 years, but before that, I was for 30 years a state of Washington employee.
Woo-hoo. That was what we were hoping to get to. For 30 years, you were a Washington State employee. Was it all out here, or were you in other areas as well?
I am a proud Coug. I was with Washington State
no
University.
Way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. So, the reason why we're actually sitting here live and actually not live, but actually here on site is that we just finished up a training that partnered with the United Way of Benton Franklin County. And some of the things you talked about in the training were, I thought, pretty compelling. So I wanted to kind of dive into them a little bit. So why don't you give us a background of the history of the United Way here in Benton County, because it's 60 years, right?
That's right. Way back in 1958, a bunch of smart people got together and said, you know, we're each kind of in each community and different organizations are raising funds to help people, local people helping local people. I bet we could do more together. And so they put their dollars together and with a $6,000 investment and created what became United Way of Benton Franklin County.
Yeah, $6,000 started United Way of Benton
Franklin County.
And so can you talk a little bit about some of the different sectors that you guys help as an organization?
You bet. Well, when donors invest in their community through United Way of Benton Franklin Counties, we take that investment really seriously. We want to make sure that every dollar gets maximum impact. You know, I'm a farm girl, and we look for a return on investment for everything we do, right?
Yeah.
And so we put together what I call lovingly a nerd herd.
Yeah.
And these are data people from different organizations that look at population level data across our community to go, what's going well and what things really need to have some more attention to them. And so we looked at things like childhood success. What kinds of things will tell us that our kids in our community are doing better? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we know that kids getting ready to enter kindergarten are a really important life tipping point. And yet, if you're from a family of poverty, 75% of kids enter kindergarten not ready.
Mm.
About half of those kids won't be on grade level when they're at third grade, and about half of them won't graduate from high school.
Wow. Goodness.
And that means really limited life options. So that's
right.
Just one example. Yeah. Then we looked at youth success. You know, once we get them to school, how can we keep them attending school and successful, caring for, you know, do they have a place to put their heads at night? And do they feel safe? So we looked at data points, everything from youth suicide rates to kids accessing a mental health support.
Right.
We also looked at kind of basic needs like hunger and homelessness. And oh my word, that was such an educational opportunity because, in the Tri-Cities and in Benton Franklin County, we're seeing more and more homeless people. And it's not just, you know, the young guy at the street corner or the old guy under the bridge. Mm-hmm. These are families.
Yeah.
Right. These are single parents.
Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about, you mentioned it during the training, that number of like 2,000 students?
You listened well.
Yeah,
good
she's
job.
A good listener.
So yeah, on any given night in just the three Pasco, Kennewick, and Richland, those are our bigger school districts, we have about 2,000 kids that they know of that are homeless. And it's come to the point that every school district has at least one homeless specialist. Because kids who have that kind of chaos in their life have a harder time getting to school, have a harder time paying attention if you are hungry when you come to school, or if you don't know where you're going to go after school is out. And so it's homelessness is striking all sectors.
Yeah.
Do you feel that that is going to be starting to be a larger focus for the United Way?
It is. You know, we are actually, our party to celebrate our 60th anniversary is coming up on November 17th. We're doing a festival of trees, and it's totally to help fill gaps in hunger and homelessness. Because as we talk to agencies, whether they're state agencies or nonprofits, we're looking at an influx of homelessness and hunger for this coming winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're surrounded by rural areas and as housing prices go up, for every $100 increase in housing prices, in rental costs per month. In the outlying areas, homelessness goes up 30%.
Oh my gosh.
So those folks, typically, it's scary. Yeah. And, you know, like if you're in Mattawa or Connell, mm-hmm. there are not that many rental options.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when prices go up outside of your ability to pay, a lot of families and individuals move to a bigger town mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. there should be more job opportunities, right. more food, more housing options. So we're gearing up for a tough winter ahead.
Now, one of sort of the stories you told was of a barista that you met. I don't know if she's comfortable with having you talk about
it. Well, I use a phone name.
Okay, good.
So there we go.
Can you tell that story? Because I feel like the 2,000 is a great, first of all, it's a great number because you can see it. You can sense what 2,000 is. Sometimes when people get into larger numbers like million or here and there, it loses its meaning. But 2,000 or, you know, one homeless specialist is great. But the story you told is even better.
Well, you know, this shows that every person has a story bubble surrounding them, and sometimes we get a glimpse of what that is.
Yeah.
And I frequent local coffee shops, and one of my favorite baristas has always been so, you know, a happy, peppy person when she greets me and gets my name spelled right, my order right. It's awesome. And it was a slow day. I was mm-hmm. in between meetings, so dropped by for a coffee, and I was the only person there, and she wasn't her normal happy, peppy self. And so we'll call her Ashley. She just let it leak that she was homeless. She had just graduated from high school earlier this spring, and she said, you know, I'm the lucky one. And there was a backstory there because at about 12, she became homeless at 12. Mm. And she is, you know, a survivor, a determined gal. And she was able to couch surf her way, you know, staying with friends and with, you know, assorted family members so that she could make it through middle school, make it through high school. Sometimes teachers knew and kind of helped her along the way. She didn't want to be reported. You know, mm-hmm. she just wanted to make sure that she could make it on her own.
Yeah.
And so here she graduated. She was working a couple part-time jobs, and she said she was the lucky one because she was able to earn enough money to pay for her car, you know, insurance and car payments. And every night when she got off work and her last shift, she would go find a safe place to park, mm-hmm. open her trunk, curl up with her sleeping bag, and that's where she slept. Mm-hmm. So she was able to eat, she was able to be safe, and she felt she was lucky. Some of the other kids she knew who were homeless from her school were not so lucky. They were living on the streets or, you know, are resorting to illegal behavior just to survive.
Right.
That just shows that, you know, there's just so many opportunities for people to step up and help others in need. And that's why we take that responsibility really seriously. We, you know, that nerd herd, we analyze data so that we can say, if we are filling the gaps in services, do we really know where the big gaps are? And that's what we put out a request for proposals last spring to the nonprofit community and said, okay, here are the gaps. Nonprofits, what can you do?
Yeah.
And boy, did they respond.
Yeah.
We got $1.8 million worth of requests and like 60 different proposals. So they know what needs to be done.
Yeah.
They just need fuel.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And unfortunately, we didn't have $1.8 million to give out. That's why we need people, you know, to really, $5 or $10 a month from your paycheck can go so far. And, you know, we make sure it does go far and we get the most bang for each buck.
Speaking of, let's talk a little bit about, is one of the major things with the daily drips that we're doing is these are meant to for those donors who maybe need a pricing point, really, if you think about it. Somebody who maybe is more compelled because they understand where the money's going to go if they give $5. Can you talk a little bit about some of the breakdowns of gifts that people can make and what it does?
This is such a favorite question of mine. And I love how you sell it a daily drip because, you know, I'm going to go back to coffee. So many of us, you know, you can drop $4 or $5 for a cup of coffee. And that's like super easy to do. But that $5 per week, if you add that up, that's $260 a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, if your $5 and my $5 and her $5 and his $5, that's over $1,000. That can go a long way. So just that little amount out of your paycheck, which you don't ever really feel through the safety and convenience of payroll deductions, woohoo. Like an example, $5 a week can fund 15 special needs students who are matched with student peer mentors. That really prevents bullying, gives both the student mentor and the mentee an opportunity to kind of grow and explore life together in the safety of school mentoring. It can help seven people with ALS receive transfer beds, belts. That's a really important, something the simplest $5 a week. But you know, if you bump it up to 10, that's a power of magnitude. Okay, so $10, less than a movie ticket, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$10, you can help 10 disabled students participate in therapeutic horse classes where they can have the stabilization and exercise of riding a horse. Mm-hmm. Or two low-income seniors get funds to be able to have raised bed garden put in their little cul-de-sac. It can help get 14 mental health visits for uninsured. So I can spout data with the best of them.
Let's talk a little bit about community needs overall, because that was one thing I found interesting last year when we came out here for training. One of the things that we really like to do when we go to different areas is talk to really specifically United Ways, because it seems like your organizations have the finger on the pulse because you have this capability of being able to research stuff. Sometimes nonprofits are in a window where they're just doing services, mm-hmm. so they don't have an opportunity to kind of think of the picture overall. We talked about some of the needs in the community. One of the ones that surprised me last year is you talked about human trafficking being an issue in the Tri-Cities area. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about like just that issue even existing here in this portion of the state?
You know, I talked about someone who's homeless doing whatever it takes to survive.
Yeah.
And that is a prime target for individuals who are going to be enslaving people.
Wow.
And I call it slavery because that's what human trafficking is. Yeah. And it might be, you know, working in a house or at a field or an orchard. It might be in the sex trade. Mm-hmm. You know, human trafficking takes many forms. Mm-hmm. It's not just women or men, it's children.
Yeah.
And it is everywhere in every town, mm-hmm. little or big, and it's growing because as people are as desperation increases, so does the option for people who can seize on that desperation mm-hmm. and enslave people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, here in the Tri-Cities, we've got several organizations that work both to fight against it, mm-hmm. But also to help people extricate themselves from slavery and human trafficking and give them survivor support.
Yeah.
So like Mirror Ministries, the Sexual Assault Resource Center, there are a number of organizations that really kind of do both the prevention mm-hmm. and the recovery.
Yeah. That's amazing. One of the other things that we always like to talk about when we sit down with charities in the area are even like sort of different service segments that you do. So you're not just doing hunger. You're not just doing human trafficking. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other programs that you do?
You bet. So, you know, from babies to seniors, we work with nonprofits, again, to fill those gaps. Because over your lifetime, your needs change. And, you know, it's just a fact of life that something's going to pop up in your life where suddenly you need something you didn't know you needed before.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an example. I have the privilege of now parenting a parent. You know, who would ever thought that? Parenting a parent. And my dad has Alzheimer's. And so now I'm going, okay, what kind of support is out there to help my dad have a healthy, viable life at home as long as possible? Mm-hmm. You know, someone may have a birth in their family that didn't go quite as expected. And suddenly they're thrust into what organizations are out there that can help my baby be, you know, have a full life? Or you may, you know, have a favorite charity like the Scouts or the Boys and Girls Club. And those kiddos probably come from families who have more than one need, mm-hmm. you know, more than just after school care or youth success programming. They may need help getting prepared for a job or help staying in school. So it's really kind of looking across all those sectors. Mm-hmm. You know, seniors as an area where the Tri-Cities is having more and more individuals are choosing to stay here after they retire. Very cool, right? Nice quality of life, more amenities, but as we age, our needs change. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking to the people at Senior Life Resources. They do Meals on Wheels.
Yeah.
They're seeing about a 20% increase per year in the requests for home-delivered meals.
Wow.
You know, sometimes it's a temporary thing. Maybe a senior has had surgery and, they just can't stand in their kitchen long enough to cook.
Yeah.
Others, it is, you know, they have the capacity, but they can't get out of their house to go grocery shopping anymore. They're not safe driving. And so So they need to have someone bring them hot, nutritious meals.
Yeah.
And you know, I did a ride along and got to visit with several of these. These are volunteers who 5 days a week deliver meals to people, all more than 4,000 people all across the Tri-Cities.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes that's the only human voice that the person at home will hear.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's both a social, you know, yeah, and emotional thing, and also checks on their wellness. You know, yeah, if they don't answer the door, well, then that's cause for concern. Mm-hmm. So that's just one example of the amazing things that go on.
Really seems like you're talking about generational giving, right? Like when you say baby to senior, right? But at really any part of anyone's life is really just a generation of gift that you can give.
Yeah, yeah, I like the way you put that.
Yeah.
You know, we can all roll up our sleeves and give some time. Mm-hmm. You know, the agencies need volunteers more than ever before. Mm-hmm. Because baby boomers are aging, and, you know, when they retire, they volunteer. Awesome! But as they get older, the number of hours they can give, it's down. So, you know, right, teach your kids the joy of volunteering. Mm-hmm. Take a few, you know, a day a month or a Sunday or a Saturday and go out and volunteer. Rolling up your sleeves really helps you understand the needs, and then you can see where your dollars make a big impact when you give through Combined Fund.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming on. I have to say, the United Way of Benton, Franklin County, for those who are out here, you are one of the highest specified charities in this area. I think you might be number one for CFD donors.
Well, I think that's a throwdown. I mean, if we're not one number one,
you need
we're going
to
get there.
One, right?
Yeah. Our community needs us. You know, it's locals helping locals.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and one of the things I will say to basically give you guys incredible props is this by far is one of the most focused United Way efforts we see in the state. Mm-hmm. So congratulations on that.
Yeah.
And congratulations on 60 years of doing it well. And hopefully here's to another 60. Do you have any events that you want to mention to people out here in this area that you think they might be interested in?
A couple of them. And they can go to our website to get more information. Mm-hmm. And our 60th anniversary celebration, which is a party for hunger and homelessness,
awesome,
is November 17th. It's a festival of trees.
Awesome.
And then next spring, we're going to be doing a volunteer week of caring.
Mm-hmm.
So folks will be able to go online and, you know, they say, I want five people on Wednesday afternoon and we care about, you know, homelessness, or we care about kids. Yeah. So we look for Week of Caring next spring.
Awesome. Excellent. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming on and doing an in-person version of the Daily Drip podcast. We really appreciate it.
Very much so.
Excellent. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right, so that was the United Way of Benton Franklin County. For those who are of our state employees who are based out in Kennewick, Richland, Pasco, the Tri-Cities area, this is the group that can help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for listening to the podcast. If you're interested in giving to the United Way of Benton Franklin County, you can click on the link that's on the website if you're listening from the website. If you did it through iTunes,
yes,
then you just go to our website and search for the United Way of Benton County.
Yep.
And you can start giving today. They had some great donation gift breakdowns.
They have some really good information that they can give about the community needs, particularly here in Benton Franklin. So if you're just interested and you're a listener, regardless of state employment, I would just give them a shout out. I mean, I love that breakdown.
Absolutely.
Of like, here's where we need help.
Yeah.
Here's where we're trending upward, where they're doing a good job and we're making strides. And then here's where we're kind of flat.
Yeah.
And I think that sheet, actually, I think more and more counties need. So we can actually specify what those needs are and then maybe start moving our donation and volunteer hours towards those needs.
Yeah, it's really great. We weren't lying when we said that, that Loanne and her group have one of the most well-oiled machines of any of the United Ways in the state. They do a tremendous job, really catering to the needs that are out in Kennewick and the Tri-Cities area. What you can also do is listen to us and then review us.
Yeah, of course, you have to rate
obviously
and
do
review.
That. Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to review this one. If you've been listening so far, this was actually in person. We talked to a human.
I'm sure the pop-up has already notified you on iTunes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So just stop ignoring it.
Hit five stars.
And then just say, Philip and Jericho are fantastic.
Yeah, that would be really nice.
There we go. Thanks. It would make her ego feel better.
Yeah.
So that was today. So that was today's Daily Drip. We want to thank you for listening and tune in tomorrow for another one.
See you tomorrow.